Are you okay? Because you're sweating a lot.
April, I gotta come clean, babe. There's one image in my life that consistently makes me happy no matter when I think about it. And that image, that one image is your big tits.
Oh, Kenny?
No, listen, I'm not trying to be crude with you, okay? This is real. This is me being honest with you.
You're inappropriate.
Love is inappropriate sometimes, April.
There are children present.
And what a better place for me to say my love than surrounded by little angels. This is about real emotions. This is about me loving you for real. And not in a just to make me come kind of way. In a real way. All right. If you won't listen to my words, then listen to my dancing feet.
Jacked up my chair in the studio, and I feel positively huge.
So lower it.
No.
Why?
I like towering over you. It makes me feel powerful and manly.
Aren't I taller than you in real life?
I don't think so. I think at best you tie me.
In my shoes, I am.
Yes, but shoes are like 3 feet, right? Aren't they a massive advantage?
4 inches.
Yeah, I mean, come on. Stop drumming.
Sorry.
Stop drumming.
It's the music.
I know Motorhead rules. That's why we start with it.
Whatever.
Veronica?
Yes.
John. I'm gonna need you a lot today. You're gonna have to come through for me.
I'm feeling feisty. I can handle it.
Really?
Maybe.
You ready to unleash that inner bitch, that inner see you next Tuesday for me?
We'll see.
Come on.
Maybe.
Just say yes.
You'll get a little bit. You'll
just
definitely
yes.
get a little bit.
Don't think. Just say yes.
Yes.
This is how I get girls into bed.
Yes.
I'm like, stop rationalizing
just
anything.
Stop saying no.
Exactly. Stop screaming. Tears turn me off. You're listening to another episode of Papa's Basement. I'm your host, John Papa Giorgio, operating on the mic that I don't usually use, and it's throwing me all kinds of off because my normal mic is apparently busted.
Isn't that always the mic you use?
And now it's popping off to the side like one of those erections you get in seventh grade math class. You have to tuck it in your belt and kind of... What?
Thanks for that visual.
You never had a wiener?
No, don't know how
it works?
No.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Oh, God. When you're that age, algebra. I remember seventh grade algebra. I had like a perpetual hard-on.
Really?
Yeah, and the teacher wasn't really like good-looking, and chicks hadn't developed at that point. Like, you remember that, right?
Was it the other boys, John?
No, it wasn't that either.
We can talk about that.
No, I still remember to this day, I want to say it was like maybe the last few weeks of seventh grade when girls started wearing shorts and stuff again. You're like, wait a minute.
Really?
Like, I'll someday maybe have sex with people that are around me. Like, it was a mind-blowing revelation to me. Like, before that, I would just get my rocks off to Playboys and Victoria's Secret's catalog, you know? Like, I had no comprehension of the fact, like, the people around me I could actually do.
Did you ever end up doing any of them?
No. No. I mean, it's me, first of all. Second of all, we're
in seventh grade.
We're in seventh grade. But I remember they were wearing shorts, and I went home, and I'd, like, run out of new lingerie ads from the, you know, the weekly Sears and Macy's.
Why is this so sticky? Where's that page I marked?
Yeah.
Your poor mother.
It was before kids had easy access to internet porn. And, like...
Internet porn didn't exist back then. Let's be real.
No, it didn't. It was, like, 6 SE pixelated pictures of Cindy Crawford's head glued on to another body that you ran off on, like, a dot matrix. There were literally 18 pixels to the entire photo. It was awful.
Oy.
Oh, it was so primitive back then. So I would, every Sunday, snipe the Macy's lingerie ads, the Sears lingerie ads, trying to remember what else, JCPenney. And I would cut out, like, the prime stuff and keep it in a folder.
Are you serious?
Yeah, like, if you were an artist, you'd have a portfolio.
Man, those Chicos sure look cute.
Yeah, you clip them out, and then you'd shove the folder into your belt line.
And you would take them to school?
No, you go into the bathroom and you whack one out.
Why'd you have to tuck it into your pants?
because I couldn't just go into the bathroom with like a massive folder. My parents would see me. They'd be like, what are you doing? Are you sketching portraits while taking a crap? And then I'd, you know, they'd open it and then they'd see what was going on.
That's amazing.
And then my dad would probably laugh and be like, I have hardcore pornography to pleasure myself to, you rube. So that's, wow. That was like masturbating years 1 through 3.
Oh, you poor kid.
Yeah. And then we got AOL, and then the hissy crackle of your modem dialing up would just, you'd get a hard on just hearing that. Because you knew you could sprint home, dial up.
You have quite the history with internet porn, huh?
Well, this is like, these are my memories. Like, people remember their first kiss. I remember, like, the first porn I looked at.
John.
Like, that's what that means to me.
You poor, poor guy.
Let's do the rest of the shout-outs first. The whole plug in what we
the
do.
The spiel.
Yeah, the show's website is inpapasbasement.com. That archives not only every episode, I think we've literally got them all up there, and they go up quickly. Like, this one will be up by Monday. You can find us on iTunes. That, I guess, just look up Papa's Basement. Once you're in iTunes, please subscribe to us and rate us highly. I think we have literally 2 ratings. They're both 5-star, though. One is mine. Just putting that out there. We're on Facebook.com/Papa's Basement, where I pretty much just post funny animal pictures. And links to
anal
the writing.
Pictures?
Funny animal, not funny oh. Anal. Every anal picture's funny. Just give it enough time. It'll get funny. Once the dismount occurs, oh, that's a barrel full of
oh,
laughs.
Oh, gosh.
But we got that. We also got Twitter.com/Papa's Basement. And that's me trying to be funny. I tweet all the articles and the radio shows that go out through InPapa'sBasement.com. So if you want to keep tabs on what we're doing, any of those are fine, but subscribe to them all because my ego is frail and I need that. And
he does.
A little special love to Talk Radio Reddit, where we are currently podcasts 1 and 3, our last 2
Holla.
Episodes. Yeah.
Yay. That's pretty cool.
Yeah. It means we have tens of new listeners.
Tens of new.
Now we're up to dozens
tens.
Of listeners.
Ooh.
Tens. By 2038, might be hundreds.
Way
Don't want to get your hopes up.
Hey, now. We'll see.
Veronica?
Yes.
You told me some things.
I did.
You told me some things. Stop fidgeting. That's something I'm going to tell you.
I am
Stop
totally
fidgeting
gonna fidget during
with
this
the
one.
Damn mic cord.
You got to let me fidget with this one.
I will chop your hands off like a Bangladeshi thief if you do that in front of me again.
You have to let me fidget with this one.
And it'll just be the sound of your metal hook scraping back and forth. And no boy will love you because you'll give crappy head with your metal hook hands.
Why would I give head with a crappy metal hook?
Because hands are essential to playing with everything else, and you would just, like, on a cold winter's night, you would just be, you know, lips there, and then that icy metal would...
50 different things that I could say against that just ran through my head, but
you don't use
I'll
your,
keep them to myself.
You don't use your hands when employing the mouth?
Maybe. I am so not answering that.
Or
just stop.
When going down on a girl, I do. How's that?
That's
now,
good.
Now it's your turn to be honest.
No. Sorry.
You suck.
Ew, I just heard you swallow.
I'm thirsty.
I don't
I
care.
Talk.
It's gross. You I might ate, as well start chomping ice.
I ate a bag of
I'm
going
to call you Ganoza.
I ate a bag of those TGI Friday's tater skins.
Ew,
that we have in the
why
vending
would you
machine.
Eat
because
those?
They're delicious.
It's horrible.
Because they
processed,
taste like the tits
preservative of filled junk
they're
that your body
so good.
Can't process. It's disgusting.
You're missing out.
No, I'm not. No, I'm not, actually.
Sorry, your palate is so limited.
I
Sorry
like
it's
my...
all foie gras and white wine. And
I don't drink a lot of white wine.
All right, Veronica, you ready? You ready to bare your soul on this show?
I'm
you
not
ready
to bare my soul, but
you,
we can talk.
No, you're going to because we need a different papa today.
A different
we need,
papa.
We need someone else who's bringing it, who's laying it on the line today. And that's going to be you. Because there's no one else in studio.
Mm-hmm.
There were a bunch of people dressed up like Middle Ages folk.
Yeah, why? What's going? What is going on here today?
Outside. Yeah, it was like Renfest
outside.
We've got
pioneers in Bollywood.
It's so... Being in a public access station, you see such weird crap. You know, the best part, they were like all black. I don't
really?
See a lot of black people doing the Renfest thing, but there you go.
Yeah, no.
Live and learn.
Hey.
Everyone likes to stereotype black people and say they're all hood and not dorky. Uh-uh. Massive dorks right here.
Massive dorks.
Hugely dorky. Ask them who created Data. They would know. The name of Data's brother.
Oh, wow.
Just all Data quizzes. I don't know why.
That was random.
I've got Data on the brain. I don't.
Data's the gold one, right?
Yeah, he's
R2-D2's
like...
R2-D2's buddy?
No, that's...
No?
Hold on. No, that's C-3PO. Data's
from... Oh, that's right.
Data's Star Trek. He's the one that's all
with the thing.
Corpse pale.
No.
That's Geordi.
Yeah, okay. No,
it's Geordi LaForge.
Sorry, I'm not a dork, clearly.
I know enough of it.
I don't. C-3PO.
I probably wouldn't be able to weasel my way into like the inner sanctum, but I could get far enough. It would be like Terminator, where they're like, hey, that was yesterday's password. Then he kicks in the door and starts killing all the dogs and everything. It's really sad. Yeah.
Yeah, clearly not me.
All right. Veronica.
Yes.
For the past month, easily, you have been talking about a boy.
Maybe.
On this air. No, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
I just, for 30 minutes, you need to just talk to me.
Okay.
Like we're at the bar.
I will answer questions.
All right. Don't just answer. Contribute.
Okay, I'll contribute. Just talk.
This isn't an interrogation. It's a partnership.
I feel like it's an interrogation. I feel like there's a spotlight on me.
I just lied to you. Not only am I interrogating you, I'm lying to you.
You're lying to me?
I'm lying to you.
You wouldn't be the first one this week.
Okay.
How about that?
The name of the guy that you've been fapping off to on these airwaves is Chuck, I believe, correct?
Yes.
You've talked. Put the mic closer to your mouth. Just lower it a bit. Or keep your head up. There you go.
Sorry.
I don't want your volume varying wildly, because then it's like me all bellowing, and then
I'm
it sounds like
out.
Stuart Little's, yeah, like yeah. Scurrying around, like, look at me on my motorcycle. Then... You've been talking about a guy named Chuck for a while now.
Only because I was going to go visit him, which
yes.
is why he was a topic of conversation.
And your history with Chuck is what exactly? Because you're not a dirty hooah or anything,
no.
but you have a couple boys in your life.
I'm not. Yeah, and he was.
And you're not cheating, you know? You're not.
No, I'm single. I'm perfectly
you're
single.
You're not particularly serious with any of them. Like, yeah. If you want to do what you want to do, you can.
Yeah. But, well, that's not entirely the case, because it's not like that with, like, more than one at a time. You know, I've known
you
him
kinda
for.
You kind of rotate.
Yeah, depending on what's going on. But I've known him for
only
almost.
One guy is getting with you at any one time.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. But, yeah, so I've known him for almost 3 years.
Really?
Yeah.
And describe Chuck, because I always maintain that you have a type. It's about 6'2" minimum, military strongly preferred, but if they're not military, they look like they could be military. Dark hair, light eyes, muscles preferred, but she will also simply take cut like David Beckham. And I think we're there.
You just described him.
Okay,
yeah.
There
Blue
you
eyes.
Go.
Blue eyes, yeah. You totally hit the nail on the head.
So
yeah,
he is just your man Barbie doll.
No.
He
was my, I never considered him just a friend, obviously. You and I are platonic friends. We
yes.
have been for a very long time. You and I have never slept together.
This is true.
Okay, so.
That wasn't
Chuck
even
was at
a
little
a lot
bit.
Of conviction, but it's true. I have not balled
thank
Veronica.
You. Thank you for not lying on air.
I think that would make for an amazing show.
No, it would be horribly wretched and awkward.
Like recording the act. It would be like 8 minutes of that at the front and then 45 minutes of like, hey, is there any ham in the fridge? Where do you keep the bread?
That would be horrible. So he was always at a different bit of a level, I guess you could say. He's always somebody that if he were here long term, I would want to date.
He was the pretty puppy in the litter.
He was pretty, yeah.
The one that could do backflips and gets adopted first.
Yeah.
Okay. And this pretty puppy, you spent your time with him when he was in town. He's now
yeah,
where
when he,
again?
Yeah, when I met him, he was stationed at Quantico, and he's military, shut up.
Quantico being like an hour, it's a Marine base.
Yeah.
Shocker. Shush. About an hour outside of D.C.
Not even, half an hour.
Half hour, okay.
Yeah.
And
we
right
went
next
out on
to where
few,
you live, and
yeah.
he was there for this 3 year duration. He was there when till when?
For almost a year.
Okay, and you met while he was there, or you met
yeah.
him like online, and
no,
he came
met
here,
him
or?
While he was there. Met him through mutual. We have quite a few mutual friends.
More of your military buddies. Go on.
Shush. And another platonic friend, whatever.
Okay.
And we hung out, chatted all the time, went out on a few dates, went to a concert.
Now, so you meet at the beginning of these 3 years, and then what? He ships out, comes back to Quantico, ships out again?
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. In a nutshell, yeah.
And he's been gone from Quantico since when?
Middle of 2010, I believe.
Wow. So you're talking like a year and a half. He's been gone a while.
Yeah. And we didn't talk a lot, like, right after he left, I guess, until maybe February of last year. We didn't talk that much. He randomly DM'd me.
I got the
feeling. So I thought he was gone forever. I was like, whatever. I kind of wrote him off, like, whatever, just a guy in my past.
And again, correct me if I'm wrong, I got the feeling you enjoyed him online. Like, it was a very fun thing for you, keeping in touch with him. And,
yeah, I really liked keeping in touch with him.
And you thought, hey, maybe if he's back in town.
Well, he did come back in town for a few weeks, and we hung out. We spent time together.
Okay.
Yeah.
Bedroom time?
Maybe.
Yes, okay. And you had recently planned a trip to go. Where is he again? He is in some, like, third world white hellhole.
That was your phone, not my phone.
No, not the phone. That's my virus scanner saying you have a prawn virus.
Ouch.
That it caught. Hopefully you won't hear that beep all too often.
Ouch.
Thanks, AVG. You do a hell of a job. You've only said I have that virus 35 times now. Clean it. God damn it. Clean it.
Nice.
So he was where? Like, where?
He's in Serbia.
And Serbia's a toilet, right? Like,
I don't
you
know.
Can
I've
buy a
been.
White bride for a chicken head and radiation sickness medicine.
I have no idea. I've never been.
Really? Okay. To me, it sounds horrible.
Apparently, it's a cool town from what he has said.
Isn't Serbia like a country?
Whatever. You know what I mean? Where he's at, it's a cool area.
Okay. That means he's probably getting laid.
You know what? I'm not going to disagree with you.
Okay. That means he's sleeping with the locals.
That's fine.
We've been over this. Women, American women in base towns are whores. And their entire upbringing, you know, kind of like a show horse from day one. It's like, you're going to marry a military guy who comes through here.
We've had this.
Yeah, you can only imagine what it is for a foreign broad who will...
Wants a green card.
Bang, yeah, a fat guy who's got like a Nikon mashed between his man teats. Like an actual fit military guy.
Yeah.
Of course she's going to be on that.
Good luck, honey.
So, it sounded like you were going to visit this Chuck character in a couple of weeks.
Yeah, let me clarify that, though. It wasn't
clarify
trip.
Away. It gives me a chance to drink
chance
more water.
To guzzle more water.
Yeah.
The trip was
damn
not
salty.
The trip was not just to see him. I'm not the crazy psycho girl who's going to chase men all over the planet. Like, I was going to go to Italy.
I got water all over my nipple.
Yeah,
it looks like
I
I'm
see
lactating
that.
Now.
That's hot. Thanks.
Like?
I was going to swing by Serbia, hang out with him for a couple days, and then go see my brother in Italy. That was Andrew in Italy was the main part of the trip.
Two birds, one stone.
Yeah, I mean, Chuck's there. It's like an hour flight.
Get
it's 100
some brotherly
bucks,
love.
So why not?
Get some D.
He's there. We talk. Shush. He's there. What? We talk every single day. Why not go hang out with him? Right? Right.
Yeah, I'm with you. So far, so good. I hear nothing all that disagreeable.
Yeah.
But it sounds like there is a hiccup in this plan.
There
Something
is a hiccup.
And I got some very colorful texts from you.
Yes, you did.
Which, unfortunately, I had to delete because I thought I was taking my iPhone back last night. So I deleted all the pictures and all the everything.
I did not send you any pictures. Let's just get that out
there.
I
didn't say it was you sending pictures.
Okay, good.
I just deleted all pictures, period. Don't want
Why bother deleting? Do you really think that they haven't seen them before? The guys fixing phones? Really? I'm like, just ignore that. Don't delete it. Just ignore it.
Just work around it. It's not that they haven't seen it. I don't want them seeing people I know or me or whatever.
Oh, God. Yeah. Pictures of you delete.
Exactly. For everyone's good. No one needs that
the
in their life.
The good of mankind. Please delete the picture.
Otherwise, their eyes would melt out and they'd wear the little Geordi visor.
Ouch.
That's how vision is restored in the near future. God damn, I can start hearing sounds coming out of the next studio. Please be quiet. We've got like 30 more minutes. Come on, man. Be a team player, loud guy who's never a team player. Short, evil bastard.
Yeah.
I hate him. Oh, he's so much shorter than me. So much shorter. So I can look down. All right. So what happened that you are now not visiting Serbia?
Well, here's the thing. He's a pretty private guy. I get that. I respect that. Whatever.
As in,
but he's
what
never...
do you mean by pretty private? Because you could say...
Like, he's not out there on Twitter, posting stuff on Facebook every day. You know, he... Well, I assumed he was a pretty private guy. Like, no profile picture, whatever. That I can respect. That's fine. But Chuck and I have had many conversations where I'm like, ha, 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 you're probably married with three kids in Texas. Like, plenty of opportunities.
Foreshadowing.
Plenty of opportunities to say, no, but... No, but. No, but I may be seeing somebody. Fine. Just give me the facts so that I can make decisions that are appropriate for me.
And then I will tell you why a guy wouldn't do that. But continue.
Please interject it as you will. That's fine. But no, the hiccup is that I was randomly on his page because I hadn't been in a while. And I was like, oh, let's see what's going on with Chuck. You know, clicked on his page, saw one of his friends who was really cute. So I was like, huh, I wonder what, you know, let me click on him. Typical Facebook, whatever. Why not?
I rarely
and
do
then,
that.
Shut up. You are the worst stalker on the planet. You
no,
like
I'm
hunt
not.
People. I don't want to hear
absolutely
it.
Absolutely don't.
Whatever.
I look at porn. I don't look at Facebook.
Okay, whatever. Well, I clicked on this guy's page because whatever. He was cute. And I'm like, wait a minute. Why doesn't it say that me and Chuck are friends? Like, it should say that we're mutual friends. It always says that stuff, right? So I was like, that's weird.
Yeah.
So I looked at his friends and I typed in the first three initials of, or the first, you know, couple letters of Chuck's name. And this other profile appears of Chuck in the profile picture with a girl.
That to me, having a second Facebook profile
is shady.
Yeah, I have never engaged in that.
That is shady.
The only time I will ever that I think maybe back in the IM days, but that was only because once my warning limit was filled, I wanted to like cuss someone out some more. That's it. I never did it because, like, my main name was John Papa Giorgio Loves Kara Forever or something
yeah.
like that. And then I had Assmaster 69 as my second
wow,
cruising name.
Right.
Assmaster. Go on.
Okay. So I'm like, huh, that's weird. We always say
that
we have nothing to hide with each other.
And yet
we always
find what looks like a much more open profile.
Yeah.
That actually has his face and everything like that.
And a picture from at least 2009 because he's in his Marine Corps uniform, which means he was still in the Marine Corps. And it had to have been a ball because she's all glammed up. They're posing on a car of some sort. So this picture had to have been taken when I met him back in 09. This is an old picture, clearly. Because he's out of the Marines. He can't wear that uniform anywhere anymore.
Now... Just fill me in, because I'm curious about this. The fake profile, how populated is it with, like, real friends that are, like,
it's
double
It's completely
friends?
Locked down. You can't see. No idea.
Oh, Veronica.
No idea.
Wait, so there's a level of Facebook profile where you can see nothing?
Yeah, that's how mine's set. Unless you're my friend, you see nothing.
But you are his friend, right?
Yeah, but I wasn't the friend of this other... Real, let's
no,
call it his
okay,
real
that's
profile.
What I'm asking. This fake profile is populated with real friends, it seems, right? Like,
yeah,
it seems
it's
like
his
a fully
real page. The one that I'm on, I like to call his Bros and Hoes Facebook page, which is apparently what it is.
So it's
which
like,
is fun. It's fun to find out that you're on that page.
So it's just his friends, like guy friends who won't rat him out, and females he's trying to bang.
I guess so.
How many friends were on this page?
Like 80 to 100, I think.
Ooh, yeah, that's a giveaway right there. Wow.
Yeah. So the next day, well, that night, I was like, hey,
you
have a question
find
for
this
you.
Profile, yeah.
Smiley face, because I'm about to rip your balls off. And then the next day, we end up chatting, and I was like, hey, so question, what's this? And the conversation just went on and on and on.
Really? It didn't go south quickly? Because, like, if I'm ever caught doing anything, I'm like, hey, you got me. I'm not going to let you castigate me, though, so bye.
Well, no. I mean, he didn't. He ended up apologizing at the end. Like, I'm sorry you hurt or upset, blah, blah, blah.
The non-apology.
I know.
That's my favorite move.
I know. I've wanted to bring it up, but I didn't know how, so I thought, out of sight, out of mind. And I'm thinking, I'm done. Like, are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Like, if you're my friend,
I'm sorry
if you're
if you
encouraging
what
me,
I said is hurtful.
Yeah, I know. It's like, wow, I'm sorry that I punched you in the face. You have a bloody nose, but I'm not sorry you're bleeding.
Yeah.
Like, are you kidding me? Oh, So, oh, I'm still so mad. Like, don't what encourage exactly, me to come see hear... you in a foreign country if you're lying to me. If you've been lying to me since the day that I met you and you've had 2 years of us talking to say, hey, there's this girl and we're on and off, but she's the one. Like, freaking tell me. Are you kidding me?
Because no one
there's
else
no
can
reason
see this.
Not to.
Veronica is pounding her fist on the table like Hitler.
Oh, I'm hot.
Making a point.
Let me tell you, I'm
all right,
hot.
All right. I want to hear more about the conversation. I want you to drag this out a little. Don't just rip off my pants, pull out the peacock feathers, the ice cubes. I want you to make this an event.
Well, I'd have to have the conversation in front of me to really kind of go back and forth. I mean, he had the...
Your opening salvo. I'll walk you through a couple steps. Okay. The very first thing said is what? By you.
Well, I sent him the link to his Facebook page, and I was like, okay. What's this? And he said, the link won't work. And I said, oh, well, it's a link to your other Facebook page.
Okay.
And he writes, oh, okay. And I'm like, so what? Like, what?
What?
Care to explain?
Okay.
And then he goes on his typical, well, I deactivate it quite frequently like I do my other one. You know, I'm not on it often. And I was like, so who's the chick in the picture? Because I don't know
so
too many guys.
He's trying to fill in with very non-pertinent information.
Yeah. And I'm like, who's the chick? Girl I've dated on and off. And I'm like, oh, so is it on? Because I don't know any guy on the planet who's going to have his Facebook profile picture with a girl he used to date. Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
So, honestly, I'm pretty sure.
And after that, what did he say? He was like, I am with this girl?
No, he said, no, it's off. But in all honesty, when I get back to the States, it'll be on if it's up to me. And I was like, wow, that's what? All. So that's all I needed to know.
This is my top seed bitch.
Yeah. And I'm like, then why the...
Oh, you caught it.
Oh, why am I going to Serbia to see you? Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? And I said, so what would she think about me coming to see you?
Yeah.
You're a female. You know the answer to that. Yeah, dick, I do. Are you kidding me? Oh, I ended up deleting him from my page. I was like, you know what?
Well,
I am no man's dirty little secret. F you. Peace out. I want no part of this. Like, I am not going to be on your Oh, my God. I'm glad that I'm catching these. I'm not going to be on your bros and hoes Facebook page. Like, are you kidding me? And what really ticks me off is that at the end of the day, like, I really thought that there was, like, a friendship element there that he would at least respect a little bit. Like,
no,
there was no reason.
There
was no reason for him to lie about that. And what really busts my chops is that when...
Bust your chops.
No. When the whole Paul thing was going down,
this is another.
He was like crucifying Paul. Like he was, oh, that guy's a jerk. You deserve better. Blah,
now,
blah,
Paul
blah.
Paul was another guy that two-timed?
Yeah. Paul was the guy that disappeared. And I only found out about the other girl that he was dating when she posted pictures of them on New Year's.
Mm-hmm.
So Chuck's going on and on and on about how that guy's a jerk. You deserve better. Blah, 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 blah. While the whole time he's doing the same thing for 2 years. Ugh, let me tell you.
Oh, man.
I am so, so mad right now. So, yeah, I was like, peace out.
Wow.
I don't even know what to say to him anymore. Like,
nothing.
I have no
say
words.
Nothing. There's nothing
no
to say.
Yeah.
I mean, that's, unless you want to look like.
A chump?
Yeah.
Thanks for that.
A
yeah.
Foolish twat.
Yeah, I know.
Unless you want to look like an idiot. Like a yep. Little doggy getting led around.
One of my friends is like, so are you still going to Serbia?
What?
Are you on crack?
Who
are you
would ever go to Serbia?
Ugh.
I can't even, like, I would need to know I was sleeping with so many women to go to Serbia. Five, six, like it'd have to just be lined up, stacked, like a pile of Legos I could stick myself inside. I wouldn't go for one lay, two lay, three lay, four lay. It's a toilet. Serbia is one of those countries where you will wake up in a tub full of ice and your kidneys are missing.
That's what my mom said.
Yeah.
She was like, Veronica, please don't go. Please don't go.
And then they'll leave the instructions to the hospital,
my
but
mom
it'll
thinks,
be in Serbian or whatever they speak.
My mom thinks he wanted to sell me to a
yes.
An Arab whatever.
Peddle your white flesh.
Slave. I was like, Mom, calm down. And I'm not going. I clearly can't trust the guy. Don't worry. I'm not going. Like, relax. It's okay. She was so worried.
My God.
Yeah.
We got 20 more minutes. I want to take a break to go over and beat the S out of the guys in the studio. Oh my God.
Well, as long as they're not picking up, whatever. I don't think I can't hear them on the mic.
I can't either.
Or in the headphones, but
it's still distracting.
It's still annoying. I know.
Camera one, camera three, camera one, camera two.
Do I
want to
wave
one.
My arms in front of you?
Oh God. I not only want this guy's career to go nowhere now, I want his children to get ocular cancer.
John.
So that he's there like, hey, daddy, you know those videos you made? We can't see them anymore.
That is so mean.
And then I'll laugh.
That's so
mean. And then I'll say, that's what you get for effing with the basement. That's what you get.
Basement.
PB represent. Veronica, are you up for a little contest?
Depends. What's the contest?
I think it's a contest you are going to really like because it's about you.
Oh, no.
And you like everything that's about you.
Oh, shush.
Like a woman.
Whatever.
I'm calling the contest Heal Veronica sexually. All right, hold on.
No.
You got to talk for 10 seconds. I'm going over there.
No, you're not. You're fine. You can talk for 10 seconds. It's your show. I'll go over there.
Okay, go over.
Okay. You talk. And if you say anything about me, I swear to God, it will hurt you.
Oh, the entire thing will be about
you. You should just go on about how douchebaggy it was of him to do what he did. That'd be a great show.
All right, just run over and tell them they're being loud as hell. And then say it's not a race thing. Because that's what they're going to assume. All right, Veronica's left the studio, which is really good because she probably wouldn't be too down for this idea. But it came to me the other day. I'm thinking Veronica keeps going for the wrong type of guy. It's same old, oh, you're mouthing something. She's back already. That was not time to go into the other studio. What happened?
Oh, my God. There's, like, a kid in a wheelchair, and he's wearing, like, spikes.
I know.
It was really weird. I told him, I was like, hey, can you guys keep it down? It's picking up.
Oh, you did?
Yeah. I was like, can you keep it down? We can hear everything over there. He turned it down.
Really?
He can't hear it.
That's true.
Yeah, I was like, can you just... down.
Nice. Yeah.
We can hear everything and it's picking up. She was like, oh, okay.
We see this every goddamn week. I don't get
it. What are they wearing? What are they doing?
Those are the cosplay people that are dressed
up. Why am I whispering?
I don't know, because you're polite. You don't want to interfere with them. I don't get why they're dressed up. That's something happened in their childhood. How's that for
answer? They're taping something because they're behind a green screen.
They're going to reenact the Battle of Evermore. I don't know what's going on. It's... Yeah. Yeah, they're dressed up in, like, weird padding and armor, and it's just, it's so bizarre because, well, every guy that makes that stuff, you're not sewing that because you're out banging and you're in shape, so everyone makes these costumes, and they have to be, like, let out in the paunch and thighs.
Oh, man.
Because they're, like, chubby little Baron Harkonnens. That was a dork reference. You can Google that, and then you'll see a picture of Vladimir, and you'll laugh. But we'll do that after the show, because right now you're just staring at me.
I have a date after the show.
Deadest eyes.
I can't do that after the show.
Can't stick around to Google Image for 10 seconds.
No,
Baron Harkonnen.
I have a date. I have to go meet Nick.
What time?
5.
Where is it?
Down by me.
Okay. And they're loud as hell again. You know what? Oh, God.
You just got to report it, and you got to tell management, because there's nothing we can do right now.
Okay. But you know how ADD I am.
I know.
So I'm actually hearing other words. Okay.
Focus.
Back to the contest. We're going to do this. We're going to get through this. Just like you're going to get through it.
Oh, I'm fine. Trust me.
Then you can hear the details of the Heal Veronica sexually contest.
This contest is not going to happen.
Yeah,
but
it's already on. I'm sorry.
You talk about it all you want. I'm just going to say no.
I just know there's a bunch of people out there, even girls, who really dig the sound of your voice.
That's great. Not going to happen.
I get to hear about all of it, which when it's girls, it's kind of cool. When it's a guy, I just, shuffle them off. I'm like, dude, here's her number.
Don't give my number
out.
Here's
her private email address. Here's the Facebook link.
Yeah, no.
Do what you gotta do. But if it's a girl, I'm like, really? Her voice is sexy to you. What do you picture Veronica looking like?
That's funny.
What does she do to you?
Focus. I know that one distracted me too. Just focus.
Okay. I'm crying.
He's like chewing his lip right now.
Gnaw the goddamn thing right off. Okay.
Okay.
What I want is for all eligible bachelors currently listening to the show who are interested in Veronica, and I'll vouch for Veronica, a perfectly attractive girl.
Oh boy.
You would see her and you go, yeah, I'd stick it in.
Thanks,
because that's
Tom.
How guys vote. It's just a binary.
Okay.
Every girl knows about the 1 through 10 scale, right?
Yeah.
Oh, she's a perfect 10. Ooh, she's an 8. It's just a binary. It's 1 or 0. 0, I wouldn't. 1, I would.
1, I would.
Yeah, okay. That's it. She's a 1. And what I want anyone who has any interest in Veronica to do, and please don't waste my time if you're not a fit man.
Yeah, I mean, my requirements have been out there so much.
I would say minimum height of what, 5'11"?
Yeah, and you better not be lying about that.
Yeah.
I hate meeting new people, and they're like, I'm 5'11", 5'8".
Bastards.
I'm going to find out. I wear 3-inch heels, really.
So 5'11 is the minimum. Be in shape. Eye color preference blue. Is light, yeah, like a blue or a gray.
Green.
A green. But she's not going to kick you out of bed for brown.
No. Boat boy and brown.
Yeah, it ain't the worst thing to her. Hair color, again, probably no gingers, but...
Actually, I don't mind the gingers.
Good for
much.
You. Well, I love gingers, but yeah. I'm a...
Prince Harry?
I'm a dude.
I would take a piece of that.
Ginger chicks are kind of cool in their... they got something going.
Yeah.
Although the rumor is, ginger girls out there, every ginger chick has a horrible stench down yon.
Oh, my God. Seriously?
It's just the stereotype, man. It's just something I got to put out there.
Wow.
It's just something I've heard on the playground.
I think it's a mental thing. You got to get over it.
I'm not saying... I was with one ginger, like kind of gingery. More of an auburn, I guess. But she had that like snake belly white skin with the freckles.
Oh, so she had freckles. She was a natural redhead?
She
most redheads are not natural.
Yeah, I know.
Redheads.
Okay, I'll put it this way. She did not have like crimson red hair, but if you put a red wig on her, you'd be like, that's a redhead. Nothing.
That's an Irish last name.
Yeah,
there.
Nothing is arousing suspicion. Oh, yeah, Irish last name, the whole thing. Yeah.
Okay.
And it wasn't the best down there. Not the worst. It wasn't a disaster zone by any means. I believe I paid a visit or two.
Oh, boy.
But it did nothing to disconfirm, if that's a word, the stereotype. Did nothing to dissuade me from believing it.
Okay.
But if you're tall, if you're fit, if you're military or police or a fireman or something
like
that.
You look like a linebacker.
An astronaut. I think an astronaut. Would you do a cowboy?
Those are my favorites.
Exactly.
Are you kidding me?
Everything that kids dressed up for come Halloween, ages 1 through 7. Unless you're a Dracula. She's not going to have sex with a Dracula.
Yeah, no accountants either.
Yeah. Who dressed up as an accountant? What sad Jewish kid is forced to dress up as an accountant for Halloween? But you can hit me up at Papa's Basement on Twitter. And again, Facebook.com/Papa's Basement. And you can just get me some pertinent info. And I can try to put you in touch with Veronica. She may or may not bite. Just link me to a Facebook, something like that. And she will... stalk it, as she's apparently wont to do.
Oh, shush.
Take a look. Maybe take a nibble. I want a plate of hors d'oeuvres to wave in front of you. And you're
so
like,
oh, I'm okay with that. Okay with this.
Thank you.
It's not bad.
I'm not out there asking for like gaping shots and cock shots, things like that.
That's where I thought this was going.
No,
so.
I want a Facebook page. I want you to not be broke.
Please.
Yeah, have something going on in your life, and I will try to put you in touch with Veronica. And don't treat her like hell, and she sounds like a pretty decent chick. I think she'd even stop sleeping around if...
Hey, I do not sleep around.
Okay, I'm saying if you ever got serious with anyone, you would not sleep around.
Of course not. I don't cheat on my boyfriend. Are you kidding me?
You're a good person like that.
Absolutely not, which is why I was so angry.
You were so wronged. I feel bad for you.
I'm a little bitter. I'm not going to lie. 3 years. Like 3 years.
And he's been concealing.
And he's a completely different. Like, I feel like I don't know that anything that he ever said to me was true.
Well, remember that part where he said, I want to F you? That part was true.
I hate you. Whatever. Just wow. Wow is all I had to say to that one.
I think we're going to get through this.
Trust me, I'll be okay.
By this, I meant recording next to these assholes. You hear me?
Are you allowed to say
that? Keep it down. I probably can't. I probably can't. I don't care. It wasn't an F-bomb. It wasn't S.
Yeah, they're being, yeah, it's a little irritating. We got to go talk to the front after this.
Oh, yeah. No, you know what? I'm going to call Miriam. I'm going to call our program director.
You're calling the big boss.
I'm going to say, unacceptable.
This is like the third week in a row.
Since they redid the studio, the sound is pouring through like a sieve. I mean, they were loud asshats to begin with, but they've stripped out like all.
Maybe they need to put more foam up. These three little pieces are not working.
It's like three, you know how you soundproof a studio with that little egg crate foam? There's like three strips of it. About, what, 2 feet wide each strip?
Yeah.
It looks like bacon in a massive skillet. The wall...
This is a little more sophisticated than egg crates, though.
Yeah, I mean... but the wall's like 16 feet long. Roughly 22% is covered.
Yeah, they need more.
Hold
on. Or they need to put it on the
other
side.
I have to cough up something. I'm screaming, and now I'm agitated, and now I got a Luger.
Ew.
Hold on. I'm cutting off the mic, because I don't have a cough button.
This is going to do nothing for our ratings.
It'll pick up on yours.
Oh, my gosh. John's dying now. I'll give you all commentary. That's really gross, dude. And the water.
I gotta wash it down.
You sound like my cat.
I gotta wash it down. Oh.
Ew.
All right. All right. We got two entertainment stories. Okay. We don't have to pick between them because we got like 15 minutes to kill.
Okay.
So we gotta buy.
You talk about the time that we have left as it's a negative thing. We have to get rid of these 15 minutes. Instead of, we have 15 more minutes to talk. Yeah. You need to flip this negativity, man.
I hate everything I love.
You hate on everything you love.
Like, I could be sleeping with a gorgeous woman.
And you'd be like,
God's
honest truth.
No. And I'll be like, I got to do this for like another 2 hours. Like, I don't want her telling.
Seriously?
Telling. You have no idea how long I go. Unless I'm very not into it, unless I really don't care if she's mother effing me to other people. But like, if you're either attractive or we share acquaintances, I put on like a 3-ring circus every time because I don't want it getting out there that like, oh, John's lazy in bed. John didn't do this. John didn't do that. You think I do this stupid show because validation isn't important to me? I need to hear them good. I need to hear them awesome at things.
You're great, John. You're the best. You're the DJ ever.
Thank you. You're faking.
You're amazing.
You're faking, and I can tell. No,
I
can like
when
barely...
I'm really faking, you won't be able to tell. Trust me.
Okay. Maybe we can do that for the last 5 minutes.
That makes me think of Mitch, who I've been talking to for like the last 24 hours. Oh, I miss him.
Wait, you're pining over a guy you had to fake for?
Nah, I never had a fake for Mitch.
Oh, okay.
That's for sure. The one I showed you pictures of today.
Yeah, but that's how messed up my ego is. Like, if we've done it a lot, I would say my laziest performance, if I like you, is going to be like a 45-minute number.
Damn.
And easily the first few times, like, I'll do 3-4 hours on and off, no problem. Just, like, banging, going down, banging, going down. And then... they'll be like, that was the best.
And
I'll think they're lying.
I've got to sleep.
Yeah. And I'm just sitting there disheveled, completely bitter that I lost a night of sleep. Like, yeah, glad you had fun, bitch. Yeah. Then I'm at work 2 hours later.
So weird.
Just smelling of cruddy bed sheets.
Sex.
Yeah.
Sex and alcohol.
Sex stank and cigarettes. Yeah. Back when I smoked.
All right. So, celebrity. Stories
two, not one, but two.
Okay,
I'll let you pick.
Let's go for it.
But we got to do both.
Okay.
The first is Christina Aguilera and what she did at the Etta James funeral.
Oh, I've seen pictures, but I haven't read anything on that one.
Not much to read. We can kind of get into it and the nuances of the female form.
Mm-hmm.
And we've got Elisabetta Canales.
Mm-hmm.
Elisabetta Canales, however you pronounce that.
The girl that used to bang George Clooney.
Yes. And do you know who she's banging now?
No. Please don't say Gerard Butler. I'm going to get really mad.
This may be the greatest downgrade a woman has ever performed in the history of Fallen from Grace.
Who?
I want you to think of someone who's not particularly attractive.
Okay. It's like... Olivia Wilde dating what's his face now? She went from being like an Italian princess to this guy. What's his name?
Jason Sudeikis.
Yeah, what? Is it that bad of a downgrade?
This makes it look like Olivia Wilde is getting effed by James Dean.
Who is, what? Who's she dating? I'm never going to guess this. Just tell me.
I'm going to tease for like 20 seconds. Think of a clown, buffoon, someone you'd never respect.
Jack Osborne?
You're pretty close. You're in the right. It's Steve-O. Steve-O.
Oh, seriously?
She used to put George Clooney's penis in her mouth.
Somebody else's vagina when I sleep with that thing. Ew.
And now she's banging Steve-O.
Oh, God.
Like, seriously. And
she's a fame whore. That's what's wrong with her.
She is 100% a fame whore.
Oh, my God.
And what's weird is you actually hear Steve-O, now that he's clean and off the drugs, interviewed. He's not a bad guy.
Oh, I'm sure he's not a bad guy, but to go from like George Clooney to Steve-O?
Yeah.
Oh, hey.
Is
Bradley Cooper not available?
I don't think there's anything worse than when you downgrade sexual partners.
Yeah, no.
Can you think of anything?
Any downgrades I've ever made? I've never.
I know with you, you're just building an Aztec pyramid. That's just one step more for Veronica. Because with me, I remember the first time I banged a girl I found, like, very attractive. Because, like, my first girlfriend, I liked her a lot, but she wasn't, like, attractive, as the kids say. I don't think she listens, so I can get away with that.
Hopefully.
I cared for her. I just didn't find her attractive.
Didn't think she was pretty.
And then the second girl I did, that was awesome, because she was, like, all skinny. And then, like, after we did it, she was bitching about her chubby thighs, but they weren't, like, chubby at all. And so I was just like, this is great. And then I thought, I'm never going to do anything disgusting again. And then, like, the third, I think, was a little lesser. And I was like, still wasn't the first. Still wasn't the first. And then the fourth was really good. And you want to think every time you go up, like, this is a new thing I've established. This is the new norm. But it's just like a fat person dieting where, you know, they lose 40 pounds. They're like, I couldn't even comprehend how I ever let myself get this way, and I'll never be fat again. And 2 years later, they've Oprah'd it all. Yeah, and then
they've
some.
They've Oprah'd it all back on.
Yeah, 2 years later, they've gained the 40 plus 20 just to be safe.
That blows my mind. I can't imagine.
Oh, and it's horrible because you're like, I've
it's
done
like you
better.
Know what, you
why,
know what,
why, John?
You know what you're doing to get there, so stop.
Oh,
step
we're
away
still talking
from
weight loss.
McDonald's.
I'm sorry. And it's so depressing because you're like, why can't they all be winners? Why?
You got to take what you can get, John.
Sometimes. And now I'm like, I'm very coin flippy. You know, like one, it's like one I'd be very happy to trot out.
I feel like you just
don't
care anymore. It's not about like a relationship or an emotional connection.
Well,
it's about
ever since I got really
stuff rubbed.
Okay. Ever since I got really into doing the whole radio thing. Mm-hmm. I got better things to do with my time. Like, I write a lot. I want to go home and get my sleep instead of banging and staying awake.
You're getting older.
Yeah.
You're becoming an adult.
I just want to eat food and sleep and play video games and watch Netflix.
Okay,
I don't
mind.
Really
take
care.
The adult power.
I'm being an adult. That's being a sad adult. And I don't obsess over it like I used to. Mm-hmm. And also getting to what you said, it's a bit of a laugh anytime you bang anyone. Why not, right? I mean, as long as they're clean and you wore condoms and a baby didn't happen. For a guy, why not toss another notch on the totem pole?
Only for guys, though. If girls do that, they've got daddy issues, remember?
Well, I have a daddy issue,
remember
too.
Remember your little scale that you
created? Yeah,
but
that's because my dad was like a turbo whore. Mm-hmm. He was a sailor during the 60s. Like I said, I've got half brothers in every port, I'm sure.
Man, your poor mother.
No, he was great. He never slept around like when they were married, but he got married at like 45 or something. You know what I mean?
Wow. Okay.
Like, he was old and all whored out. By the time he actually got married, he was like, oh, I don't care about sex. Make me one of those French bread pizzas.
Make Greek babies.
Yeah, that's all I'm looking for. I want to watch the Spanish channel. I want to cook my disgusting Greek fish stews that will make my American sons vomit. Every time they smell it, I want to pull out the bone like I'm a cartoon cat eating a fish. I'm going to literally pull out the fish head with the whole bone and the tail in front of you.
That's gross.
Yeah, I know. I had to eat that. Ugh. I had to eat that. And then when I was too old and I revolted, I still had to watch it being eaten in front of me. Mm. It was like watching Heathcliff eat.
Man.
Like just shoves the fish down the throat, pulls it out by the tail. And it's just those ribs.
Yeah.
He ate some creepy stuff, my old man. God bless him.
He did.
But, yeah, he was a whore. And I want to be like a scaled down version of that whore.
Well, I think you're on your way.
I've tapered off. I've been very lazy about it lately. I need to get back into whore combat gear. Yeah.
Wow. I can't believe you just said you need to get back into whoring.
The field of whore battle. I need to put on my whore armor. Just like those guys next door are wearing their virgin armor.
Somebody can give you some tips. Apparently he's got it down on every continent.
Oh, well, that is masterful. I don't have intercontinental whoring down yet.
Intercontinental whoring.
But I'd like to think one day I will.
If you need pointers.
I want to team up with that Richard Branson guy, and then I can get down with some intergalactic whoring.
Intergalactic whoring.
The flights into space.
Yeah, I heard about that.
That is some true pimping. Let's do, we got time for Christina, for
Xtina. What happened? Was that really what they are saying it was?
Well, she was at the Etta James funeral, mm-hmm. and she was performing and doing her usual
at
emotive,
last.
Yeah, I'm a white girl, but I'm going to sing like a black girl was trying too hard.
Hey, nope. I'm sorry. Christina can wail better than half the black girls.
She has a great voice. I'm not going to take that from her. But it's like if you're a guy with a huge D, you can just do normal sex. You don't have to wave it everywhere. Like
yeah, but this
like
is
a
James' funeral. So I can see why she may have gone a little over and above.
I'm not going to do an impression because that will be...
Well,
that will live
can.
On.
Like it's...
It's just like, let me hit every note on the way there.
Yeah. But at last, it's kind of become Christina's like cover go-to I'm gonna rock it song. She's been singing it for years.
Oh,
I
never
seen her do it 10 years ago and thinking, oh my God, what is that song? And that's when I first heard the song at last.
Well, anyhow, at his funeral, she's hitting it.
Yeah.
And then down the inside of her calf, there's like a couple brown trickles.
Yeah.
And what's been going around is that she menstruated, or whatever the verb is. Menstruated? Ministrated? That sounds like that Italian soup.
Ew.
Menstruated.
It's not menstruated.
Yeah.
John.
She menstruated down the inside of her calf. Which
was she, like, confirmed, denied, said, no, I cut my thighs, you stupid idiots. Like,
they,
said anything.
I have heard it was self-tanner. I've heard
which
it was
could be.
Pee-pee.
No, I doubt that.
I like to believe it's period blood, because that makes me laugh.
That's disgusting. And I'm really hoping she just caught her leg shaving or something.
I know. This was a long trickle.
Yeah.
And, like, multiple ones, multiple sources. You know, that would... I don't know anyone who, like, cuts themselves kind of at the same level with a razor multiple times. Mm. You nick yeah. yourself once, and you're like, ah, S, why did I do that?
That hurt.
Yeah. And you wise up.
Yeah.
So... Have you ever had that happen real fast? Because that was...
No.
I remember...
Never.
Everyone had one kid at their school who got their period, like, while wearing white shorts and had no idea how to handle it because it was their first period
yeah.
and went home because it looked like they'd spilled Hawaiian punch in their lap.
Yeah, no. Definitely did not happen to me.
Wow. Yeah, it just... It sounds weird because, like, wouldn't it kind of just dribble out and not really down your calf?
Do you really want me to talk... Do we really have to talk about this?
Hey, no, because I got into the debate online. Because I
know it wouldn't.
I know
like
nothing
that. But
about
it's, every
that.
Girl's different, so.
Like during its evil time, like anytime I'm with a girl and she's on that, I'm like, cool. See you in a week.
See you in a week.
Yeah, and I was hearing that it's not even like a trickly consistency. Like it's much more strawberry preserves. And then I blinded myself.
But it can, I mean, I'm sure it's different for every girl. I'm not going to speak for every single woman on the planet. Like, it can be different for different people. And I've heard that things are different once you had a kid, so.
Well, I'm sure it's cavernous at that point.
Oh, geez.
Sure, you got to take like four tampons. Just wad them up there.
I feel bad for your wife already.
Like you're plugging a cannon.
Lord. Lord have mercy.
Well, Veronica, hopefully we get some good entries in this contest.
It'll be interesting.
To get you healed.
To get
sexually.
Me healed. No, there will be no sexual healing.
Well, not off the
sexual
bat.
Sexual feeling.
Not off the bat. We're going to get there. I want us to get there eventually for you.
We'll see.
All right. Veronica, thank you.
Of course.
Sorry you were wasting your time with that guy.
Yeah, me too.
And hopefully he still listens, though, because I can't afford to lose a listener. We don't have a lot. We got to keep the army together.
No comment.
Show's website, inpapasbasement.com, has, again, my writing, archives of every show. Find me, John Papagiorgio, on Twitter, at Papa's Basement, Facebook.com/Papa's Basement. Also has pretty much everything you need to find everything we've ever done as a duo. You like that?
I do.
You like that? All right. And we're going to be live. No, we're not going to be live next week, but it should be a pre-recorded show from like that Thursday.
Sorry,
so
yeah.
It'll still be new.
It will.
And again, you'll be able to hear that at fcac.org/WEBR next Saturday at 3 p.m. And until then, Veronica, did you want to say the line?
No, I don't remember.
Like, I don't even know it.
Sorry.
We're out of here. That's it.
Bye.
We're home free. School's out, baby.
Good show.
Nothing to talk about. Nothing to critique. Great show. Great guest tomorrow. You go home, have a glass of wine, whack off. I'll see you tomorrow.
That's the post-show critique?
Yeah. You're the best.
It's my time to go. I successfully burned all my bridges. Nobody loves me, and I don't love nobody.
Then he said penis.
Yeah. Then he said masturbation.
Then he said vagina. That was cool.
Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. It's a mighty hard climb, but I'm on my way.